Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
I'm Barbara Masha from the talent press of the Talent Sarajevo, and I'm joined by Pinar Jorgonjolu, who is part of the pack and pitch at Talent Sarajevo and was here to present her first feature film project. Welcome, Pinar.
Hi.
First, I would like to ask you to talk a bit about your project, so what it's about and what the plot.
My project is it's a project that's still in development, in terms of we're still outlining and coming up with certain plot points, but overall it's basically about a recently retired high school teacher, and he's, you know, one of those like simple, you know, small dreams kind of person that has looked forward to retiring all his life, but then now that he's retired, he's sort of like, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And then as he's in this sort of limbo, waiting for his wife to also retire so they can start aging together, he encounters an angel that's sort of skeptical. And it just prompts him to start asking certain questions that he never asked before, and has this sort of existential awakening, but in a bit of a sad and frustrating way, because some of the questions that he's asking, maybe it's too late to ask them, etc. And then he starts thinking, like, who is to blame if I'm unsatisfied? And it just starts like a certain passive-aggressive mood throughout the family that spreads from one character to the other. The wife is, she's sort of like a social climber, and she, you know, she is a nurse, and she really doesn't want to age, even though that's what her husband is waiting for her to do. And she starts getting embarrassed of her husband. And then the daughter is sort of, you know, like me, or I don't know. But the daughter is like, she's 26 and she's drifting. She has a computer game addiction. She's depressed. She just broke up with her boyfriend. And doesn't know what to do with her life. And then with this whole environment, she's like, now I have a goal, I'm going to leave. I'm going to run to the U.S. So it's just like all these just family members and their individual stories as they become more and more antagonistic towards each other. And then we just watch this family to disintegrate a little bit and break. And then there's the question of like, are they going to be able to find a common ground ever again, start over again? And it's sort of the story that we follow, but it has certain absurd elements in it that are, you might think it's surreal, but it's not. I don't want to treat them in a surreal way. It's just absurd. It's there. Sort of like in Turkey, we have these third page news that is like the crowd that the crow that like says Allah when he peeps, or like the woman who saw Madonna on the, and these are like sort of, nobody reads them, nobody takes them seriously, but nobody also questions them. Nobody questions whether she saw the Madonna or not. It's just like it is, and it's whatever, like nonchalant sort of acceptance of this absurd element as like the society is becoming further and further absurd, especially in Turkey with the mixed environment that's there right now and very polarized environment.
Was there any specific inspiration for your project?
The inspiration, I have two specific inspirations. The sighting of the angel is something that happened to a mother of a friend of mine. And this mother is like, she's 70 years old, she's American. She is super religious, she's evangelist, and you know, like she's like, she goes to exorcisms in other people's homes. And then she saw, while she was like doing the dishes, I think, she saw an angel. But the way that she's describing the angel is like, it's very detailed, you know. She's like, yeah, have these like certain etchings on the shirt, and then I was like, at some point I was like, okay, I'm just gonna ask, like, was the angel black or white, because she's black, you know. And so and then all of a sudden she started like answering these questions that are sort of like as if she's gossiping about her belief. Like she was like, no, he was white, which is weird because I would also assume. And this sort of approach to like intimately or honestly talking about belief is something that I'm interested in, because in Turkey we are a religious crowd, but we are also very unspiritual. Like everyone is a believer, but nobody asks, but what exactly do I believe in? And they, like, this question rarely arises in people's lives. And I think when it arises, it's like a slap on the face. And that was sort of what I wanted to go with. And the other one is this kind of humor that's like overall rising up, I think, on like Reddit and Rick and Morty. I don't know if you follow Rick and Morty. This sort of like fatalistic humor that's like super funny, but it's also very nihilistic in a way. And that's something to me very interesting. You know, why are people, why do we have this need now to like joke about death and suicide? Like, why is it such a catharsis to like laugh at it when it feels so present in our lives, this mounting despair, and just like this need of wanting to laugh at this cosmic, you know, desperation is to me it's very interesting, especially in the younger generation with the millennials. The absurd things that people do on, I don't know, YouTube when they eat like these detergent tablets just for the laughs, but they know they can, like, it can kill them, and like just this nonchalance and humor towards, I don't know, morbid stuff, I guess. Like that to me was the one of the inspirations for the tone, and also like for the themes. Why, you know, trying to answer why is this happening? Are we okay? Sort of.
What do you expect from the audience in Turkey?
I think it's going to be mixed amongst generations. I think it's not a kind of film where I can say, oh, I want to reach out to everyone. I don't think it's going to reach out to everyone, but I think it's a very generation-specific film. But also, I think with the current, you know, economic situation and the political situation, people are more... there's this new wave of humor that's rising up. Everyone's like, oh my God, we became so funny under these circumstances. And I think like that kind of humor is definitely going to be something that people respond to. Absurd elements, I don't know, because I think Turkish audiences are maybe not so... or it depends. I guess like festival audiences are pretty familiar with any kind of tone, literally, because people go to festivals and like watch festival films if they belong to that demographic. But the ones that they see movies usually in the theater in a blockbuster situation are... I don't know how they would respond to the tone, but definitely amongst the young people... Like, that's sort of becoming our sense of humor and the topics that we speak about. So I'm hoping it's going to be sort of like an honest conversation starter. That's sort of what I'm going for. Like, something that's going to start certain conversations that maybe we are avoiding or we're trying to, like, try not to see as the train is about to crash head on. So that's sort of the goal that I'm going for.
Thanks, and good luck with your project.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.